I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Football's Family Podcast. And of course, if you're listening to this, it will come out April the 25th, which will be draft day. And if you've listened the last few days, I've had my previous draft videos or podcast up. And I have watched the draft day movie again. And guess what? It happens the same way every time. There's no change in that movie, but it's kind of like getting your mind ready for the drafts. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central, I will be in Bon Aqua, Tennessee with my B-Dubs chicken, and I'm still waiting for Buffalo Wild Wings to sponsor this show, watching it with my parents and trying to explain to them what's going on and what's happening and not being surprised at the first pick of the draft. That's my plan tomorrow. My co-host today, and he'll introduce himself in a minute, we'll also have a draft day to watch in his own little world that he has, like my own little world that I have. Would you like to introduce yourself, my friend?
Yes, I'm Travis Creasy. I host the good old-fashioned dislike rivalry, football rivalry podcast. I do a little history on there, too, and then share my opinions about why I like one team, dislike one team. And I also have a panel of friends who weigh in on why they like one team, and we come to an agreement on who we like, and it's usually reasons that have nothing to do with football. So it's a lot of fun. But I've been on your show before. It's a great show. I've been enjoying the Vault episode where you talk about your love of the movie Draft Day, and I'm looking forward to doing this with you tonight.
I'm still waiting to find a poster from that, because that will have to go in my man cave when I ever get one. That would have to be there. And Kevin Costner, if you're listening, you made a good movie. You really have. What are your plans for tomorrow? You going to be watching the draft? Are you going to be paying attention?
Well, I hope to be able to. It'll be the first night this week that I haven't had something going on. We'll have football workouts after school tomorrow. I'm also a football coach. A lot to introduce there. You didn't want all that baggage, but we'll have football workouts.
You let it out. He is the new head coach here, new head coach of RCA, so that's awesome.
Yeah, back in the saddle again. So, but yeah, I'll have football workouts. That'll go to a 4:15. I'll get home. I'm sure there'll be homework and fun stuff like that to help my kids out. And then I hope to, Lord willing, sit on the couch and watch the picks and watch at all the things that I got wrong on our predictions.
We're going to get a lot
hope
wrong
it's chaos.
Today. Hey, Travis, I'm also excited you talk about homework. My last assignment for this semester at Heritage, I've got to do tomorrow. I messed up on one. Luckily, Dr. Bajans is very gracious and didn't give me a bad grade. But I've got one more. My semester is done, so I'm excited about that.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now I just need two more semesters, and I should have this doggone degree. It'd be awesome.
Yes.
And I tell people, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for my son, because he motivated me to get out there and help more people. So that's the big thing.
Yeah.
But
Heritage is great.
Hey, we're all in it. We're all trying to help each other one way or the other. So we've got a big thing coming up. We've got the draft. And what we're going to do today is we're only going to do the first five picks. Right now, it's Chicago, Washington, New England, Arizona, and San Diego. But we're going to throw in where we're going to pick what we think is going to be there. And we're probably going to be wrong on four of them. Probably going to be wrong on four of them. But we're also going to throw a little twist in here. The twist is, if we want to trade, and we don't really, you don't have to give the trade, the bait, whatever you want. You could just say, this team is trading with that team, and then you pick which way they would go. We are more than welcome. You're more than welcome to do that, Travis. You do whatever you want to with it. This is your show as much as it is mine. But we'll start out with the first pick is, do the Carolina Panthers, it's the Chicago Bears. Now, according to everything that you hear, there's one name that pops up every time, and that's Caleb Williams. We were talking yesterday that there were rumors that it could be J.J. McCarthy. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that would not work out well. I think, well, what do you think?
I will say this. These teams are in the position they're in because they are these teams, right? So I'm one of those. I think that the quarterback is such an overvalued position, but I also agree that if you don't have one, you don't have one, right? So, I mean, they're in a tough spot. You kind of have to take the splash. I think it's going to be pretty chalk here, especially at the top. I think that you have to go. There's so much from a fan base, and really at the end of the day, you're trying to win a Super Bowl and sell tickets. And, if you got a good enough team to play for the Super Bowl, you're going to sell tickets. And I think Caleb Williams is going to be the guy. I hope so. I'm not totally sold on Caleb Williams. I think there's some headspace issues. There's some leadership role issues, and not everyone's built for that. So I'm not built for that. So, he's going to make millions of dollars either way. The interesting thing about JJ McCarthy for me is he's got the opposite of what Caleb's got, right? To me, like between the years, yeah. I mean, he's got the leadership with Michigan. Of course, he had a lot of seniors and juniors around him, but he's not going to kill you. Like, he didn't kill Michigan. He didn't lose the games for him. And he won a couple. There was a couple he had to win. So I think it's such a position. Is that the word? I don't know. There's somebody, an English teacher out there, probably going to be correcting me. But like, they're the flip. They're the both sides of the coin, I guess, from each other. And, but I think it'll be Caleb Williams. That's what I'm going with. Official pick.
I don't think that this is a no-brainer. It really is. I've watched Caleb Williams a couple times. I'm not really a big college guy. I know you are, but you can't help but hear. I've been going to the gym since January, and they have all sorts of. They have ESPN, and they're talking about Caleb Williams, and they're showing. They made a big deal about his pink phone and his pink fingernails, and somebody mentioned, well, they had a dude that won them three championships in the 90s that was a little weird too, and Dennis Rodman. Chicago's used to that. So don't worry about the pink fingernails or the pink phone cases. Don't worry about that. I don't have any issues with that. That's not a big
No,
deal to me.
he's a kid.
And here's the thing. Well, I'm not going to say that. I need to stay away from the controversy. But to me, you've got to take them. Now, there are rumors out there. Again, JJ McCarthy came up. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's just buzz for the draft is going to get viewers NFL. You don't have to raise the buzz factor at all. You just don't. But there are some rumors that San Diego could move up to number one to get JJ McCarthy. They trade Herbert to Chicago. Dump that giant cap hit that they have, because San Diego has been dropping some cap lately, dropping some salary because of the cap issues. But I don't see that happening. I don't. Number two. So Caleb, you and I both agree, Caleb Williams. Number two, though, is the problem that I think you and I run into, because there are two guys right here with Washington Commanders that we both think that they could go with, either one of them. I think they're going to go quarterback, and I think you agree with me on that.
Oh, yeah, I think
But who do
so.
they get?
My question is, I think Jaden Daniels is the pick. That's who I'm going with officially. I will go on record as saying I don't know that there's a whole lot that separate a lot of these guys. I think you got two types of quarterbacks, and you got two of each. And I think Jaden Daniels is Caleb Williams-esque, more so, athletic talent, can run around, make some. I think all of them can run around and make plays, but some of them are absolutely a threat. I do like Jaden Daniels because I think he's played better competition. And in that aspect, I would almost put him ahead of Caleb Williams because he's seen the Alabamas and the SEC schools, and he's played against Georgia, not well. It didn't go really well for his team, but he's played with and pro level athletes. So my
Well,
official pick for the Commanders, for me, is Jaden Daniels.
you think about this as well. Not too many people played well against Georgia, so that's not a slight on him.
No, yeah, no,
Not a
yeah,
slight on him at
exactly.
all. The only problem I'll have, and I agree with you, it's Jaden Daniels, in my opinion. The only problem I'll have is, you remember, oh, I can't remember the exact date, but a few years ago, you had the debate with Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin the Jr., Robert Griffin the third.
Oh,
And Andrew Luck was definitely the first pick. He was well worth it. But RG3 had a bad situation that he went into. I don't understand why Mike Shanahan did what he did. But his the football field that he played on messed RG3 up. And if I remember correctly, he played on the same field that Jane Daniels could play on. The same field that messed up Alex Smith, the same field that messed up a lot
Oh
more
wow,
people.
man. Ooh.
Yeah. Jaden
Bring it up
Daniels
some.
is built like RG3, maybe bigger, like stronger wise, but he's mobile. He's insanely athletic. And my problem with that is Washington is not the team I would want somebody built like him to go to, although I think they're going to get him. So we're agreeing here. We need to shake things up. And I don't think the third pick is going to shake things up either. Third pick, New England Patriots. I believe, and I think you and I agree that they're going to go quarterback. Who are they getting?
See, here's where I think there might could be a trade.
Ah.
I think that if I'm making the move, and I know that's not what we're picking, but this is where I could see the Chargers swapping with Patriots to make sure they get McCarthy. But I'm
Ah.
just not sold. Now, I come more believing that Harbaugh's one of those guys. To me, he's really kind of super goofy, and maybe that's just sour grapes because I'm a Crimson Tider, but it works, right? Like he's the throwback coach. Like it works. Like he falls up, you know, it's kind of weird. But like if JJ McCarthy is who they all say or so many think he is, why would Harbaugh not go after him? Why would you not dump the Herbert and all the stuff that goes with that and go get the guy if he's the guy? And I could totally see Harbaugh just going, hey, I'll go get my guy. I don't know that that's gonna happen. Hey, let's shake it up. You just said it, right? I mean, I'm no draft expert. That's what's happening. LA trades up. I can't tell you what is what and what they're gonna lose, but the Chargers go up and get JJ McCarthy just because they want to keep the Michigan train going.
All right. So if that happens, they have to obviously give up the number five pick. My guess is they'll have to give up a couple more, obviously, not many, but maybe next year's number one pick. But if you do that, you don't need to keep Herbert there. You don't.
Exactly.
So would you, if you were New England and you get offered a number five pick and Justin Herbert, would you take it?
I think so because you can. There's another quarterback out there that to me could be better than JJ McCarthy. I think it's just a goofy thing. You know, Harbaugh wants his guy. It'll probably turn up roses. That's what it happens for. Not man, that was a terrible pun for roses. Man, I'm hurting myself
Oh,
here. But
no.
anyways, it'll probably work out. But I mean, why would you not? Like, still get May unless the Cardinals take him. But you
Cardinals
know,
won't take Drake May. Drake May's gone.
exactly. So you
Drake
could
May's gone
trade
gone.
back. You're gonna get the guy you want anyways.
Well,
I mean,
so let's say this.
if they're gonna give me a first round next year and you know, the fifth, I'm only moving one spot, why not? Why would you not take that? You're still gonna get a shot at the quarterback and one of your choosing. Penix, great.
Well, okay. So let's say that New England trades down with Sandy. Well, I keep saying San Diego. It's Los Angeles, but it should be San Diego, guys. It should be San Diego.
Yeah,
They
no, they
trade
mean it.
down. Los Angeles gives up their first round pick this year and the first round pick next year to get Justin Herbert, or not to get JJ McCarthy. Where does Justin Herbert go?
See, that's the question. Is he trade bait
Because
for?
there's some teams. Let's listen to this here. Number six, New York Jets. Excuse me, New York Giants need a quarterback. Okay. The Jets are good. The Vikings at 11. There's a possibility that they jump up in that position to get JJ McCarthy. The Broncos need one, but they're in cap purgatory. It's awful. Las Vegas needs one.
I think any of those California West Coast, your Tennessee Titans aren't going to be interested. They're
No, they wouldn't be
good with
interested.
Levis.
I think Levis is our guy here. I'm looking, Los Angeles, the Rams have a 19th pick, but they're pretty much against the cap too. And what Herbert, what his, he would have to restructure things to do that. Dallas at 24.
Oh.
Yeah. If the Vikings move up, then they're not even on the issue. Would you? You know, the rest of the teams really don't need a quarterback. So what I would do is I would offer first the number five pick in Justin Herbert to move up to number three to get JJ McCarthy.
Oh, now there you talking. That's I didn't even think about that. I don't know why I didn't. 'Cause
That
you're the
would
man.
be
Yeah, that's why you're
to
the host.
me, well, to me, if the GM and Harbaugh come up to me on draft day and say, hey, JJ McCarthy's still on the table, would you take Herbert number one draft pick that we have the number five pick, I would take it in a heartbeat. Because
Oh,
that immediately takes you from a third or fourth team in the East to the number one team. You would jump the Jets, you would jump the Dolphins, and you would jump the Bills because Herbert's that good.
Then you get that exciting Tua versus Herbert, which everybody always, for some reason, that's the two guys that they want to, who's better, right?
And people need to
That
get
might be
off the
fun.
Tua's back. He's good. He's
That would
good.
be fun.
All right. So I agree with you. If New England stands firm, and again, if they get offered what we say, do not stand firm, New England. I think Drake May would be the guy. But I'm with you that if there's a trade offer, it's number three. Now there's a possibility with number four that if Drake May is off the table and JJ McCarthy's still there, Arizona trades down to the New York Giants. Giants jump up and take McCarthy with the number four pick.
I heard the other day that Minnesota might be interested in jumping
Now that's another thing that I heard
up
too.
to New England.
But here's the thing, okay? Minnesota has the number 11 pick and number 23 pick. That will have to go into play. So if they jump to New England, then they probably have to add another second or third round pick to it. Probably the same for Arizona. So you'll get rid of your first two picks and then another pick, probably 2025, to do that. But then that to me, if JJ McCarthy's there, they would do that.
I'm fully in the Harbaugh universe. Still like shocked that they beat Alabama. So it's a couple of months. I'll get over it. But like right now, I'm like full in. Everything's turning up roses for those guys. So
But
Chargers
if
moving
it,
up. That's my official pick. They get JJ McCarthy, who they probably could have got at five anyway.
But if Arizona does not move, I think they go for Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean,
Yeah,
how awesome would
I
that
agree.
be with Kyler
I agree.
Murray? Now, the fifth pick, and this is our last pick. And again, thank y'all for listening and tell us in the comments where we're wrong. And please be nice. We're sensitive guys. Please be nice. Who would you go with Los Angeles if they don't move up, which I think you and I both agreed that they're going to move up? I think they're going to. If they're going to go after McCarthy, they're going to move up. They're going to do something drastic. But if not, there is a guy. Let me see if I could pull this up here. Obviously, you can't see what's on my screen. No, I don't want to minimize things. Don't. There's a guy that I really think that is awesome. And that is another LSU kid called Malik Nabers.
Oh,
Yeah, what do you know about Mr. Malik here?
well, he hurt Alabama, that's for sure. And any SEC team he went against struggled to stop that guy. And you're talking in, I mean, what a battle. You got Terrion Arnold, who's first rounder, Kool-Aid McKinstry, who probably should be, although he might not be, due to some, surgery, foot surgery. What a battle that was. And he certainly got his. He got enough. He knows what it's like to go into elite talent. I don't know that he's the, like, I would, right now, I'd pick Marvin Harrison Jr. to be the better career, but not by much.
Well,
But I
if
don't know
Arizona,
if LA stands put. I don't know. Yeah, I
okay.
would think a receiver. No, I think that's a good. Yeah, I kind of like that. If they stay
Well,
put and don't move up and keep Herbert, then yeah, you would go. I think you'd
that's
go
what I'm
receiver.
saying. If Arizona stays put at four, if Drake May goes number three, JJ McCarthy's still on the table at number four, I believe, and I believe what you heard it could happen too, that the Vikings jump up, give them those two first round picks plus a third or fourth, whatever it may be. They take JJ McCarthy, then the number five pick to San Diego. Again, I did it again. Los Angeles would probably be Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I think because that gives you more time. Like, and then they've got the 37th pick. Is that no, that's in the second round. Sorry, they don't have any more picks in the first. I was about to say if they had any more first round picks, you could still get a quarterback that was, or you won't need one. They're staying home. I'll get my mind wrapped around it first, but
No,
yeah,
I mean,
if
no,
they
you're
stay
good.
home, I think Malik Nabers for sure.
Okay, so quickly.
I think they got rid of their best receiver.
Mike Williams, yeah, he's going. He if I remember correctly, I might be off. He is with the Bears right now. Number six, the New York Giants. I believe they go quarterback. And you know the ones I'm liking is the kid from Washington, Penix. And Bo Nix. I
Ooh.
really like Bo Nix. The Titans don't go quarterback. Arizona does not go quarterback because they, or excuse me, Atlanta doesn't go quarterback. They paid a lot of money for Kirk Cousins, a lot of money. The Bears are good. The Jets, I think the Jets go quarterback in second or third round because they don't need one now. Minnesota, if Bo Nix is there, they should get him. But don't be surprised if the Broncos figure out a way to move up to get Nix. And there's probably three or four more quarterbacks that could go. But to me, you're looking at the top five, or you have Caleb Williams, you have,
I think by 12, the QBs will be gone.
yeah, they'll be gone. Bo Nix would be it. Penix would be one, and there's a couple more. I actually, the funny thing is, somebody had on Madden. They added the newest draft, the kids from the newest draft in 2024, and I drafted Bo Nix, and he's going to win Rookie of the Year because I'm that awesome at Madden. No, he's going to win it
There
because
you go.
he's really good.
Paired up.
Yeah,
Yeah, we all know for real. We know.
I'm
I'm
terrible
tearing
at
it up every
Madden.
night.
But hey, but by the way, Travis, and I know you might. I played hours and hours, and this is why my grades at Freed Hardeman were not that great. I played hours of NCAA football.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming back this summer.
Yes.
And I'm in. I'm telling my kids and my wife, you won't see me for a week. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm hoping it comes out early enough in July where we're not back in school yet and not in full practice mode, so that I can, shut her down for a couple of weeks.
That game and the Indiana Jones game coming out in November, I think I might have to remind myself to eat and take a shower.
Perfect.
It's awesome. It's awesome. But I'm thinking the rest of this first round draft picks, I don't think anybody else needs a quarterback. I don't think anybody's going to trade up to get one of them. I think that there's a lot of needs. Offensive linemen for some, defense for some, wide receivers for some. Green Bay, you guys have Jordan Love. He came out and balled out last year. You did well with that pick.
Who gets the quarterback pick 3 years, three times in a row like that? Like, that's nuts.
That's
I
unfair.
didn't want to say he's Aaron Rodgers level or Brett Favre, but I mean, that's possible. What we saw last year, I mean, that's the ceiling, obviously. It's as high as he's going to go, but that's crazy.
That's
Who
pretty
does
high.
that?
That's pretty
That
high.
makes up for, what was it, or whatever his name was that they took so high and he was. Never did anything.
Oh, Josh Rosen. No, you talking about Green Bay?
Not long time ago, Green Bay. They like first four picks. I think you were talking about on your other podcast. They're like five top round picks, and four of them were Hall of Famers.
The 89 draft where Deion Sanders, Derek Thomas, Barry Sanders, and who was the fifth one? One more was picked, but the second, oh, there's 10 minutes left right there. The second pick was the incredible bulk, the offensive lineman. And again, his mind just his name just left my mind, and he was terrible. 19, too bad we don't have something that could tell us these things. Draft NFL. Let's see.
to the Google machine.
Yeah, to the Google machine. Okay. Okay. First pick, Troy Aikman. Pretty decent. Third pick, Barry Sanders. Pretty decent. Fourth pick, Derek Thomas. Pretty decent. Alabama guy. Fifth pick, Deion Sanders. Pretty decent. The second pick, Tony Mandarich.
But they more made
Steroids,
up for
dude.
it with quarterbacks, right?
Steroids. Steroids. That's all I got to say about that.
It
And
was Green
look,
Bay that
third.
drafted him, right?
What's that?
Green Bay that drafted him, right?
Green Bay drafted him. Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right. I had that right. Excellent.
Yeah, they
I
were the
think
second.
Dallas Turner may come off at eight.
I won't surprise Joe Alt, seven. I believe he's going to go to the Titans. Offensive line will be a premium this year because of the side rushers, the right and left
Yes.
ends. You have the oh, golly, when you have your quarterback being teed up, you're going to have somebody who will at least slow down some of these rushers. Do you ever watch Reggie White play? You remember him?
Oh yes.
He
That
would
little
take.
that little hand in your chest, man, he just sets you
He
down.
was a 300-pound monster who could take 330-pound men and throw them with one arm. And that's the type of guys you'll find, especially with well, the top players, the top teams in the NFL have that ability right now. You have to find ways to slow them down. They're going to get to your quarterback, but you don't want them to tee off on the guy every time.
Yeah.
So, Travis, I think you and I both agreed that tomorrow's going to be fun, regardless of what happens. And I hope everybody listening to it will enjoy it, have a little peace tomorrow, yell at the screen like it matters what we think, and realize that your team's going to win the Super Bowl because of your draft picks. I read somewhere, and I don't remember where this was, or I heard somewhere, I think it was KTO on YouTube. I'll give him the credit for it, that said like 54% of first rounders play. And the further you go down, it maybe even start in the last few years, maybe a player start, but the further you go down, the less likely you're going to play in the NFL. You'll find oddities like Tom Brady, but the odds are if you are in the first round, you're going to make the team. But playing is a completely different story.
Yeah, well, you're paying up so much money. I think we're headed that way in college. You'll see more freshmen starting because people are paying more money for them to play.
Well, and I've also
So,
read people like Bo Nix. He stayed in NFL or NCAA because of the money. He said, "I'm going to make more money in college than I will in the pros."
yeah.
Oh, by the way,
And
Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. About time. Golly.
Auburn's wondering where their 93 national championship is. Nick Saban's wondering where his seven wins are from his first season at Alabama because they took him away for textbooks. So, hey,
They're going to
if you're
have to
going to start down
rethink
that
stuff.
path, let's do it.
Well, I'm okay. All the Auburn fans out there, I'm okay that you don't get that championship. It's okay. It's okay.
Going to
Travis,
pick and
thank you
choose.
for being
Like
on,
it.
my friend, and we'll have you back on soon.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you for the invite, and I love the show. I love football, and man, you do it upright.
Well, let's say this. I'm working on getting this guy on the Sports History Network, and you might be hearing a lot more from him pretty soon.
Hey, you never know. Don't promise me a good time.
Hey, I'll come through. Thank y'all for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Football's Family.